Cincinnati council members are considering several proposed additions to this year's city budget. The extra spending comes from money left over from last year's budget and proceeds from selling the Wex Garage on West 4th Street. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Council is proposing additional funds for the Center for Closing the Health Gap, a new eviction prevention program, money to install ShotSpotter in Price Hill, and upgrading the city's radio communication system. Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld noted the city has finite resources to address a number of pressing needs.
No one's here to be convinced of whether there's value to these things or not. We're trying to make all the resources work. It's a strange season for a lot of things that ail our city.
Not included in the carryover spending right now are dollars to complete the Liberty Street road diet, which would make the route more friendly for pedestrians and bicyclists. That's why Councilmember Chris Seelbach is against it.
Everyone's getting a lot of the things that they fought for and that they believe in, and some of these are things that I also believe in, but that's something that I've worked on and fought for 6 years. So if I don't have the insurance that we have 6 votes on the Liberty Street project, which I was told we do not, then I'm a no on all of it.
5 council members voted in favor of the spending proposals. That could be a problem since it takes 6 votes to override a mayoral veto, and that's a possibility since Mayor John Cranley has proposed eliminating funding for the Center for Closing the Health Gap. Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.